Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
So if you look at the picture of heaven throughout the scriptures, there is so much order in heaven. Remember Isaiah? When Isaiah saw into the realm of the spirit, he saw how they put a coal of fire on his mouth. He was touched with a coal of fire. Can you remember? And he saw angels with some wings covered their faces and covered the glory. Can you remember? Did you see the orderliness there? No noise. Everything was in order. What of the book of Revelation? Think about the orderliness in the book of Revelation. The candlesticks and everything. You see the orderliness. Was there the cup fall when John was having the vision? And one of the angels that was holding one of the cup now fell, and I was disappointed, but I continued the vision because I know what brought me here. Did you read anything like that? Did anybody hit their leg in heaven and fall? When they wanted to blow the trumpet, did the trumpet, did NEPA take light? Was there light in the realm of the spirit? Stable light, isn't it? And the 24 elders, you see them bowing their throne. Their crown did not fall, isn't it? They're bowing their heads, sorry, their crown did not fall, isn't it? No mistake. You see how perfect. Now, do you think that is not possible for you? 100% possible. Say, my life is perfect. Say, I'm orderly. Everything I do is perfect. So I don't make mistakes. No, I don't. You know, some people will say mistakes are inevitable. Not in the light of that. The Bible says you are the light of the world. It is possible not to make mistakes. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? It's possible. So I don't make mistakes. You see, why you are learning the word of God every day is because of there's going to be a time where you will need the word of God. You know, there's a people that believe that Christians cannot be perfect because we are learning Jesus every day. Sometimes before you are faced with a sin, if you are not learning Jesus every day, right, and you are faced with a sin, you probably will sin the sin not knowing is a sin. Please follow me carefully. I know it's seeming like I'm complicating stuff, but I'm not. You will sin the sin not knowing is a sin yet because you don't have light, sufficient light enough yet. All right? It is through light you have clarity. You know, in the New Testament, it's not about some laws written on tablets or stone. It's about the law in our hearts. And except you have the wisdom of God, except you know Jesus, have his word, have sufficient light on your inside, you cannot truly tell what is wrong from what is right. Do you get what I'm trying to say? If you don't know Makodi enough, will you know every part of Makodi? Will you know the places? Probably if you know Makodi enough, you know part of Makodi you should not follow at night, isn't it? But if you don't know Makodi enough, if you are not experienced with Makodi, you'll be following any part in the night, isn't it? So is it with any city, isn't it? If you know the laws of the Federal Republic of Nigeria very well, then you know what is not the law of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, isn't it? Have you heard lawyers talk before? Some things you wouldn't think is bad, they will tell you that it's not even bad. Have you been there before? Yes. It was a surprise. They will say, actually, don't. You say, sir, I did this thing. I think they would have cheated me. Or I made a mistake. So, no, you did not make a mistake. Let me see the document. No, you did not make a mistake. If they try you, they'll go to jail. Be like, but me, I felt like this was the end of it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Beyond the way we know the law, you know, we know this is bad. They have it in their heart. They've read it so much. They understand it so much. They have it in their heart. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? More than the way we know it. So that's what I'm trying to explain. If you don't have sufficient light, right, as a Christian, when trials come your way, you do the sin. You act the sin, not knowing it's a sin because you don't have sufficient light yet. But if you have sufficient light, and you may not know how useful it is, listen to me, everybody. Because right now, it's more like what I spoke about prayer bank. Can you remember what I said about prayer bank? How many of you can remember? Prayer bank. I said if you pray, if you start praying 12 hours, now there are some people that think we are foolish to start 12 hours prayer. Way back and even till now, we still have those. We are still consistent with it. When there's time for it, we'll do it. Most times during these, breaks, public holidays, I used to make sure we pray here. Now, we are going like 12 hours, 5 hours. Some people may be wondering, what the heck are they doing? Why are they praying? You know, one time I heard somebody sincerely replying what I said about long prayers. Many years ago, I spoke about long prayers. He said, oh my God, Pastor Simon, 3 hours. Wait till I go to tell God. I will tell him everything in 10 minutes or less. So you see, the way he sees prayer is not the way we know prayer to be. He said he can tell God everything in less than 10 minutes. It will be even too much. Then he will continue his life. That's how a lot of people know prayer, because they think they know how to pray as they ought to pray. But the Bible said we don't know how to pray as we what ought to pray. But the Spirit helped our infirmities with what? Now, as we are living right, like this, a lot of things are happening at the back end, right? You are seated here. What is happening in your house? Who knows everything happening in his house now? Do you know? Huh? Do you know the things happening in your village? Do you know the things happening that's going to happen 2 years from now? Who knows? Wave your hand and say, I know. Nobody knows, isn't it? Even though we're expectant of the best, which is God's word happening in our life, we don't know the things that will happen in between. Do we know? So the Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought to. Some sort of, we just have to make prayer our lifestyle. We are praying and the Lord is arranging things. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Arranging things, repairing things, connecting us to things, preparing us for things in the future. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? As we are just praying, he's just walking. We are praying, we give him the opportunity to walk. We are praying, we give him. We don't know how to pray as we ought to. So we just have to be praying. And in fact, you don't know the right time to pray. Every time is the right time to pray. That's why they say, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. Just be praying. Because the more you pray, the more you give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to work for you. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So, who would not want him to be working for him? Which Christian here would not want the Holy Spirit to be working for him 24/7? Huh? Everybody wants the Holy Ghost to be working for them 24/7. So, pray every time that you can pray. And of course, I don't mean that 24 hours you have to pray for him to work 24 hours. That's not what I'm trying to say. Every time, if you sincerely have 6 hours because of your time yet, 6 hours to pray because of your time yet, all right, because of your job probably, you have 6 hours to pray. The Lord helped you to get a sincere job. You know, I heard 6 hours. Is that much? The Lord helped you to get a sincere job and what is remaining is 6 hours. If you can pray 6 hours, the Lord will use that 6 hours like you pray 24 hours. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain. Because he wants you to be fruitful in your work. He's the one that said a laborer, a slave should be faithful to his master. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? He's the one that said you should be diligent in all things that you do, that you stand before kings and priests when you are diligent. So he wants you to be hardworking in your work, and he wants you to pray too. He doesn't want you to forget him because of your work. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? So if, for instance, you are working, somebody says, Pastor, what if I work 20 hours? That's not a job. That's a prison. What did I say? That's what? Prison. 20 hours. They want to kill you. You better run. Nobody can work 20 hours and be healthy. Hope you know. Recently, I saw a post of somebody who had stroke. And the person posted, not that she had stroke, she knew somebody who had stroke and died out of stress. You know, some things will be saying it to be like a movie. So people die out of stress. They get stroke out of stress and they die. I didn't even know that things like that used to happen. That the lady had, so she posted that this is the second person I'm hearing about. She first said, my friend, and now I'm seeing another one online. Stress and stroke and death. Have you seen pastors that fell on stage and died? Huh? It's unbelievable, isn't it? Because God will create laws. You want to be... I'm not talking about for them now. I'm not talking about them. Probably some of them have unique conditions and the rest. But as a pastor, if God creates laws, are you listening to me? And you want to break the law to prove to God that you love him, you will kill yourself. Remember the people that tried to help the Ark of the Covenant. What happened to them? They died. You can't help God. Anybody that wants to help God is dead. God, your helper, you want to help him. The day that God can be helped is the day the world has come to an end. He can't be helped. He helps. Don't try to help God. Are you listening to me? Always be in faith. Do your own part of the equation and leave it like that. And in not trying to help God, sciences too is very, very important. Scientific knowledge. Way back, I used to think that doctors are useless people. Not like useless people, but I didn't take them to be very important. But with time, I found that they are important. God is interested in our health. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Very interested. You don't just pray to look healthy. You eat also to look healthy. So if you eat wrongly, you will not be healthy. And see, this thing is very practical. You can't be eating gari all your life and you think you'll be fresh like somebody eating fried rice. Like all, everything about you, the constituents has to involve gari. It's not possible to look, you are catching fun. At a point when you were younger, you were ignorant. Now you are older. In fact, you are teaching biology. You teach balanced diet. But if they go back, you are still eating gari. People are buying eggs and the rest, you are like, egg, me buy egg, 6K. Are they mad? You know how many mudu of gari I could buy with 6,000? All you are doing is dangerous. And a lot of people, it's because they want to help God. They are buying the gari to stay till the middle of the year. Because now, you know, you've programmed your life that you eat gari. Meanwhile, he taught you the gari group of companies are not getting it easy at all. But I'll continue. I have to destroy that fortress because it's a fortress. Do you know anybody that likes gari in this place? You can tell it's a fortress. That at a time I heard somebody ate fried rice and say I have to step it down with gari. You're under a curse. It's just the truth. How can you eat that kind of good food, but you want to step it down? Where was it written that gari is a stepper? You know when the Bible says Jesus was suffered somewhere in the book of Isaiah 53 thereabout, and they say he was familiar with suffering. Jesus was familiar with suffering for your sake. You now want to be familiar with suffering after you understand Jesus. As thou now. Look at these people. That's what you like. I've been hearing that on Facebook. Hallelujah to Jesus. So it's not possible. If you tell yourself, okay, 6,000 there, I'm going to buy gari that will last me till the middle of the year. You've programmed, you've limited. You know when the Bible said they limited the Holy One of Israel? You've limited God to a life of gari. You are the one thinking small. I tell you the truth. You need to go and sing that song by Domwen. I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh God, forgive me. Ron Kenoly just passed on. God bless you. So, one of my favorite singer. Hallelujah to Jesus. Young Samis, when he died, I asked myself a question. I don't want to make it a topic here. I asked myself, I said, these young people growing with vibes. I mean, I felt so much pain because when I saw what was going, the transition, and what is rising, I just told myself, Lord, I beg, bring more. Can you bring Ron Kenoly back? Just bring him back. Now it's vibes. Gospel singers everywhere is changed, it's style, it's dread, it's this one. Vibes on vibes. T-Bag, are you not seeing it? Some of them are, you know, doubting their calling. You know, God help more Renkenoli. Even from this church, let the spirit of Renkenoli enter our young boys and young girls. So that it's not a gospel we'll be hearing in this place. To excuse themselves from legit intimate gospel songs, they call it Afro. Everybody wants to do Afro gospel. Before you know, we're going to touch quite some things, but let me finish with the Gari people. Gari United, are you here? When I'm done with you, you know, there's somebody, I don't know who that person was. I remember someone. The time I was encouraging him to eat well. And I think he came to my place. I said he should do something or eat something or get something. I don't, can't remember what exactly we're dealing with. And the person wanted to eat eba from Gari's. Then he now said, okay, since you are saying I should not sell Gari, Pastor, I'm going to eat eba. So I said, what is it with the Gari? Now, it's not like eba is a bad thing. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Why is it that you... Okay, I say you must eat something better. You now chose to eat eba. You just say, I'm not going to leave these parameters, Pastor. So I'm like, what is wrong with this person? So, this is what I'm trying to say. If you have 10,000, don't just buy Gari and sugar and kuli kuli and keep your house. Or granite. Listen. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Buy egg. If you have gotten rice, buy egg. Buy cabbage. Yeah, actually, is this one part of the gospel? Is eating Gari part of the gospel? Buy cabbage. Buy egg. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you what I was doing. If you knew me on campus those days, if you came to my kitchen, any of you that have ever entered my kitchen, you guys are very few that would have entered. You will see cabbage. Am I saying the right thing? You would have seen cabbage. Can you remember? There are no plenty things in my kitchen. No. You say, Pastor is looking fresh. Secret, cabbage, egg. And that 250, I was buying egg that time, half crate, 250. Do you know that people will carry the 250 and go and buy plenty Gari? You just see there's no say, Pastor, you're looking fresh on campus. It's cabbage and egg, nothing more than that. And I don't used to buy that cream because my money did not reach. I'll cut the cabbage like this, put it in hot water. When it warms, I'll just cut it on top of the rice. You just be hearing crack, 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 crack. That's all. With the egg by the side. I had some friends who came over, they wanted to eat. I cut everything. They said, Pastor, cream. I said, which cream? Want to rub Vaseline? And I said, watch demo. They were hearing crack, crack. I said, this thing makes a lot of sense. Test it. But I tell you, at the end, they fell in love with it. They started buying cabbage too, like me. So you don't have to have all the whole money. Sometimes God wants to test you. He's seeing that you are greedy to yourself. People are very, many people are greedy to themselves. They don't want to eat well. They'll be blaming God. You have already made up your mind that you buy something that is not, that is less of a quality because you want to eat for a longer time. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Who told you that if you use your 10,000 and buy egg now, and by God will not give you another money tomorrow to buy another egg? You are the one that will, you know, more like you God has given you a blank check. Feel it. Say me, I just manage my life. I know why I know they buy egg. I know why I know they buy egg. You know when last I chopped egg 5 years ago? After this service, do the right thing. Are you listening to me? Don't be painting suffering all around like you are the first person that did not have money. Try to be healthy. Try to look good. Are we together? See some people every time they are getting sick, they are not eating well. Because when you eat well, science has said if you eat well, your white blood cells automatically will help fight against disease. But some people that are not eating things that will give them white blood cells far. Money now that you use to buy drugs, you'd have used it to eat things that will give you what? White blood cells. Think about it. How much is malaria drugs? The least is 1.5 or 2.5. How much? Can you hear the customers? That's the least. But if you buy things, Ocha answered that question. If you buy things that build your white blood cells, you will not suffer malaria. Think about anybody that has been getting malaria back to back recently. I am telling you the problem now. Go to their kitchen store and see what they have there more. You see how they know what I'm talking about. See how people are loving. God has delivered many people this evening by this short. He has delivered many. So please go back home. You are not the poorest. Huh? You are not the poorest. In fact, stop doing things like you are suffering. It's just not. Stop behaving like a poor person. And it's more than Tinubu. As if Tinubu is for you. When they created Tinubu. Look okay, be okay, look cool, talk cool. Don't paint suffering for everybody to know on the internet. Who can buy me data? Oh, I feel like eating shawarma. All those poverty things. When you see ladies like that, they stink. It's poverty. You say, how are you? My gas are finished. I'm not fine. That's poverty. As little as this last statement I made, how are you? My guys have nothing. That's the reason why, like 50% ladies have not married yet. As little as it sounds. A young man is talking to you, I've tell him all your problem. From how are you, he knows all your problem. Most young men will run away like sty. No, if you see the energy, they are coming. I love you. I want to marry you. How are you? Then one day, so what's happening? I'm not fine. Why are you not fine? Don't worry, I will not tell you. You don't need to know. Just tell me. It's my gas, so my gas has finished. Then, you know, some wonderful young men, you tell them, say, oh, God will provide. That's the end, though. They are not talking to those young men again. Say, they are very greedy team. Very greedy team. Why? He told you God will provide. See that mumu boy? I tell him, say, my girl's finished. He tell me, say, God will. Very stupid boy. God will provide and 5,000. Which one is stronger? Huh? You see, you are not answering me. God will provide and 5,000. Which one is stronger? Eh? Eh? Christians, God will provide and 5,000. Which one is better? It's even difficult to answer me. Are you marrying 5,000? Are you people serious? 5,000 is what more important. Okay, God will provide. Let me practicalize. If you want 5,000, come here. If you want God to provide, come here. Hallelujah to Jesus. I sense the spirit of 5,000 so strong. Yes, He will provide. Make I collect this one. Wait, already provide. All right, that aside, there's something I'm saying now. I hope you learned so much from that. Order and you know, this poverty, useless vibes, kill it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Don't look like the poorest. You are not the poorest. Your father is the king. Are you listening? There's something I was thinking, I was saying just very briefly, how that God bless Ron Kenoly. He passed on. I think today I was coming and I saw the post from a friend's status. And God bless his soul. Thank God for all the wonderful works he's done. And I one question came to my heart. I said, God, sincerely, I hope people will rise like this. That we are singing songs. See, today if we raise this man's sound that he got from God, the whole atmosphere will change. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It will change. There are some songs that is just for vibes. After that moment, you can't even sing it again. Have you seen songs like that? Have you heard them? After that season, and we are in a generation where people like something new, anything new they like. They are not really interested for truth. Alright? See, if your life is a sacrifice, for worship to happen, there must be a sacrifice in the Old Testament. If your life is a living sacrifice, the Lord told me to teach about sacrifice today. If your life is a living sacrifice, any song that comes out from your mouth will stir fire on that sacrifice. People will begin to get ignited by the presence of God all of a sudden because fire will be burning as you lift up your voice to sing. If your life is a sacrifice, when you carry the microphone and say opening prayer, ragaba, will start feeling the anointing. I tell you, you cannot hide these things. Where I grew up, we have this slogan that secret place, no the lie. It's in vernacular. Secret place. You can say Jesus, but we can tell if you don't have a secret place. There's a man of God, God bless his soul, he's no more. A long time ago, I remember, I told somebody, I said, if God tells me in heaven that he's going to vet me for my statement, I truly don't have a problem. But I'm saying it based on how I've been trained with God for years. And I've understand how you, I mean, how that I understand how he operates. I don't believe this person. So, Pastor, why don't I know there are criticism here and there, but I don't believe this person. And they say, why? I said, I don't feel the presence of God when the person is ministering. I don't feel it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I said, that is why I don't believe the person. Yes, I'm seeing legs getting healed, blah, 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 all the miracles, but I don't feel the presence of God. Are you listening to me? Have you been in meetings that you truly felt the presence of God? Yes. Have you been in places that you know the things in making sense to some people, but you can't really feel substance? Have you been there before? It's not like you are being proud. You truly cannot feel anything. Are people dancing when they play Davido? Yes. If you play good music, if you play something nice and sing something nice, people will dance. People will vibe to the song. You'll be thinking it's worship. But somebody that has something with the Holy Ghost, when he enters the atmosphere, he can tell nothing is happening here. That is why you'll be amazed. People are singing and you see another person or a man of God probably just carries a mic and lift up a song you always used to sing. And you see people crying under the sound of his voice. Crying and rolling on the ground. You'll be asking yourself, were people not singing before this person came here? And is he not a worshiper? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's not like he's trying to force the people to do it. They can't help it. The same song, different energy. You know, I told you one time that words travel in different energy levels. Why? Because the person has a secret place. Secret place does not lie. You cannot fake it. If you have been with Jesus, people can tell. And the reason why we're not seeing people, you know, look like I spoke about Ron Kenoly. Before he died, he passed on today, like I just said. He was in Ghana one time ministering. I saw it on YouTube. I think, yes, YouTube. While he was ministering in the church, in his old age, very old age, some people just, they were not concentrated. He was very serious. He closed his eye because that was how he was brought up. That's how he understood the algorithm to be. He closed his eye and was worshiping. And was telling people to lift their hands and concentrate on the master. Somehow he felt distraction in his spirit. You know, as a preacher, as a psalmist, as a minister, you can feel it when people are distracted. And when he opened his eye, lo and behold, people were facing him with camera. This is Ron Kenoly they have been talking about. Just camera everywhere. And you can hear him almost crying. Maybe I'll look for that video and play it for you people on Sunday. Almost crying like a baby. Stop! He was telling them to stop. Stop that! Stop! He stopped the worship. I was telling people to stop videoing him. He said, this is not my moment. It is his moment. Some people say, and that's old school people. That's how they behave. No! Then he asked the question, who will be comfortable when he's having intimacy with his wife if they are videoing them? Is there anybody here? You get married and you and your wife on your wedding night, then your whole family members come inside and say, okay, you both should start. And they put camera. You'll be like, okay, let's start. And you'll be laughing. Anybody here? You will behave like a saint that you have always been, isn't it? You don't want to disappoint mommy or daddy. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You don't know those rubbish, isn't it? Hallelujah to Jesus. Like ladies every time on their wedding day. When the guys, they say kiss the bride, the guy will bring in his mouth. You see the woman? You know those hypocrisy. All the women always do like that. Even on Pastor Anne's wedding day. You know, I'm sure very soon she will be pregnant. So I will know whether I was wondering. You know, are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Even Ochanya on the day of our wedding, the way Pastor Emma went, the man will not be forcing his mouth. Come now, let's do this thing. Just 1 month later, you see, pwah, 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 their poison spits. What has happened? They did not do, leave me. Nobody will be comfortable when they are being videoed while in intimacy. That's what Ron Kenoly said. And he told them to put their phones down. They all put their phones down. Meanwhile, in this Gen Z world, a worshiper I saw one time he was worshiping, right? And on the stage, I can never forget that video I saw. I was very disturbed. He now turned it. Jesus. And they did a video, a selfie, while they were worshiping Jesus. Imagine Jesus sitting on his throne. Like, imagine yourself to be Jesus. And people want to worship you. Say, okay, let me give them some time. They want to worship me. And as they are worshiping you, the person now turns and says, all right, let's take Jesus. And Jesus is like, what is happening here, Michael? Did we see did they read the book of Isaiah? Did they see the protocol of worship? Did they see how angels covered? They could not see the glory. And this one are claiming they've seen the glory. You have seen the glory and you are trying to do video. You know, let me say something to you people. It's not like, I know sometimes you have been disturbed by certain statements that Pastor Chris makes about worship and the rest. And you are wondering if they are necessary. They are even deeper ones, though. Have you read the statement of Kenneth Hagin on worship? I give you the permission to go and read the book called I Believe in Vision by Park, Kenneth Hagin, and see what he said about dancing in the spirit and dancing before the Lord. Do you know that man does not believe in dancing in church? You know, men of God, sometimes we just speak what we want. We'll be celebrating. He does not believe in it. He condemned it a lot in his books. You see those dance that I see before, you know, somebody have started doing his leg like this. If Kenneth Hagin was here, he would declare all of you candidate for hell. He doesn't believe in it. He said the only dance that is supposed to happen is dancing in the spirit. And that the closest to dancing in the spirit, which is dancing before the Lord. He said David was not full of the spirit and he danced before the Lord. That one is dancing before the Lord. And David dancing before the Lord was still filled with a measure of the spirit. That was quite okay because the spirit of God was not available in people those days. It only comes upon them in measures. But go and look at the dance David danced. David danced under the influence of the spirit in measure. Under the influence. Today, let's be very sincere. How many people are dancing under the influence of the Holy Ghost? Let's be very sincere. When they play the song, the next move is Naramali. How did Naramali enter the church now? We don't talk about it. Let me hit this thing. We don't talk about it. There are many dance in this Christendom that Naramali started for us. Let's not lie. Any small thing. Now, there's one recent one. We just do it and we don't want to talk about it. Most Christians, as I'm talking as a pastor, it's necessary. Naramali is not a believer. And we are saying that we will burn the world with the fire of God. The guy is burning us. Do you understand what I'm trying to talk about? The dancing is not bad, but who started that one? Then when one talk, they say, let's go to the history of reggae. At least we were not born in that generation. But in a generation where we grew up hearing somebody saying stupid things in his music, then we say we don't want to sing the song, but we'll take the beat. Don't you think whatever that caused him to sing those songs influences dancing? It's not about the dancing. They say, I can dance, I can claim to be dancing that under the influence of the spirit. But why is it that it was Satan that inspired us to start that kind of dancing? Why will it be a modem? The Bible says, out of Zion shall the standard come forth. Why is the standard coming from the world? There was a time in GCMI I said, no praise. And I know I stopped it. I said, let's do our praises in the worship. Because most worship songs we sing are even praise songs. I said it one time. Recently I said, since people really want to dance, they look like dancers. So let's continue the praise. And I'm not against the dancing, but if you are dancing, dance with what? Understanding. We're not going to stop praise here. But anybody that wants to dance, should dance with understanding. If they are saying Jesus, we take dance because you truly are grateful. Not that you want to just play a song, you just remember one beat. You don't tell everybody to shift. Are you listening to me? So I pray God really raises people that will hold the banner and push. And I think we are in a generation that truly have low self-esteem. They don't really value what they have. They want approval from the world. They want people to approve what they have, the unique things they have on their inside. Are we together? So somebody is singing in a unique way. I don't think there are many worshippers who have their own sound, their own uniqueness, unique way of worshiping. They are singing and doing things, in, you know, before you know, somebody comes with a new kind of singing and they just change their own style. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? They can't trust what they are doing. That is okay. I mean, if you need to be adjusted because what you are doing is not truly excellent, like you borrowed excellence and continued the unique way you were worshiping, no problem. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But you change everything about you. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You lost you because of what you saw that was exciting to you. There is you. And you observe. Because of that fear, they can't even go online and put whatever they have on the internet. Because they believe there's a new trend. There's this Afro thing. The person is singing. The lady can sing. The guy can sing. Now the guy has switched to Afro gospel. Say me, Jesus, to the Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hey. And that's a worshiper. What did Jesus have to do with this? If we talk to say sadis, it's just funny. Paul corrected so much in scripture. Was Paul a sadis? Imagine Paul was in Nigeria. Talk to me, people of God. Later to the church in Aja, he will be sending later to the church, the branch of the church in Makodi. I saw what you posted online. Paul spoke about entirely everything. Am I saying the right thing? Everything. And that didn't make Paul a bad person. Like this evening, the Lord steered my heart to speak about a recent... You know, if you observe me, I truly don't like to talk about trends. I hate it. When I see trends, I try to avoid it by all means. That's why last Sunday I told myself I'm not going to even mention anything about one of these latest trends. Like I've not been mentioning before. But as I was driving, the Lord said to me, he said, speak about it. Because this one, the influence is almost everywhere. I felt like they should just talk about it small, let it stop. It has been going on for more than 3-4 days, 5, and it's getting thicker. I'm not on Twitter, but it seems like Twitter is very interesting. Because some of the screenshots I see on Facebook, they get them from Twitter and they post on Facebook. I was telling myself today, it's like I'll go and register Twitter very well. Or if I'm there, I'll go and activate my account. How many of you are on Twitter? Okay, check me out this evening. I think I'll go and check. I heard that the people there are very real. That they are real people. They will tell you their mind and they don't use to hide anything. There's this recent thing about tattoo. Some people have arranged their seats well. My wife knows me. Some of the trends, I don't even reply it. She will just send me the link. Pastor, see what is happening. Even this one, when she sent, she came to my room because she follow up like I did not talk about it. So she follow up to my, did you see this thing I sent? I said, I saw it. What do you have to say about it? I said, I don't know. I can't tell. You know, I was surprised. But it's not like the person killed anybody. Are you even getting what I'm trying to say? He did not kill anybody. So it's not like it's a crime for him. But I was just wondering. So maybe say, why are you wondering? I was just like, I'm surprised that this has to be a topic. In fact, this had to even happen. All right. How many of you sincerely have ladies, nothing happened between you and God, a lady has visited you before, nothing happened, she just visited you and they left. Anybody? I'm not going to judge you. I'm going somewhere. Anybody? Can you wave your hands? Please wave your hand. Don't think that, you know, some of you are scared of me now. You see, Pastor will say he has warned us before and we'll try rubbish. Now, I'm asking you a very sincere question. Anybody here, a lady has visited you and maybe she came and picked something or I don't know, maybe she came, she was hungry, she passed herself and ate, something like that. Just something casual and she went and nothing truly happened. Wave your hand. All right. Firstly, I've been warning you people not to do that. So I'm surprised No, no, I have to tell you my mind. I'm surprised you did that. All right? But I'm not going to see you. Hey, I'm not going to see you people have no church. Let him that have ears. I'm quite disappointed, but I like your sincerity. I like your sincerity. Anytime I ask, raise your hands. So, because I promise you, I will not say anything. But our spirits are talking to each other now. Let him that have ears, let him hear. And I didn't mark your face, I promise. So, I'm surprised. All right, so, that aside, do you know I've actually forgotten what I want to say because of the response I haven't got? Well, okay. So now, they visited you people and nothing happened, right? Now, how many of you will be comfortable if you see a lady coming out from my house? Let's say I live in BSU, opposite First Gate. And my house is just by one of the streets. And you saw Latifah left my house on Monday. You saw Destiny left my house on Tuesday. You saw Rejoice left my house on Wednesday. You saw Precious left my house on Thursday. Ene left my house on Friday. And they were all coming for counseling. How many of you will be excited if you see that? Like, you sincerely will not have a problem. Like, you'll be like, I trust Prophet Simon. Wave your hand. Like, you trust Prophet Simon, you truly don't care. I want to see your hands up. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Some of you are raising because I'm counting. I want you to be sincere. Don't try to impress. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I believe T-Bag would have raised his hand because he knew me from camp. What's that your name? This T-Bag, Seb, I've said it too much. Oche, aka T-Bag, would have raised his hand because he knew me from the very first day of Glory Carriers. He has always been, I will not say always been here, he just resumed with us now that he's doing masters. But he was always with us while we were a fellowship yet on campus. So maybe that's why he's raising his hand, because he knows my person. But some of you that are probably meeting me not so long in church here will not find it that easy. No matter how much you love me, are you getting what I'm trying to say? What is making this lady come out from his house? Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? I will leave you on the fence, and it is foolishness to leave you on the fence, because I know somebody will always take advantage of your mind if you're on the fence. The Bible said when one is seeming or trying to understand the word of God in Matthew 13, when you are confused about the word, what will happen? Satan will come and what? Steal it. So we learned something there, that a good pastor should not keep people on the fence about a particular topic in scripture. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say now? So I should make sure I trust God for the spirit of utterance to explain anything I start in scripture, so that I don't leave you on the fence. Because if I leave you on the fence, I'm preparing a way for Satan to come and what? Steal the word from you. To influence you finally. So I can learn that and say, okay, if I do things that will put questions in the heart of people, alright? If I do things that will put questions in the heart of people, I am not a wise pastor. If I do things to leave questions in the heart of people. I mean, they came to they passed and they saw a lady from my house. They passed again, they saw another lady from my house. One time I told one of my boys something. I was trying to teach him about a lady visiting him. So he sincerely was asking, Pastor, why, like, there were fellow sisters in church. What is there if I... You know, very funny question. I say, what is there if I ask all of my sister in church to come to the house, for instance, and cook me something? Sir, are we not sisters? We can just leave. I just look at him and smiled. It's not like I'm saying that if a lady comes to your house, the worst will happen. No! Then I told him, I said, okay. So, picture this young man. A lady is coming out from my house. When she comes out from my house, then she wears her slippers. Then as she's trying to step out, she now arranges her cloth very well. And she takes back. You were watching the scene from your window. He said, Pastor, I don't understand. I said, no, just picture a lady arranging her clothes. She left my house. Sir, I know you. I know you cannot. We know you. It is established. I said, mm-mm. Imagine me like a norm. Imagine me as somebody you met as a part. You never knew me before. And you saw that. I said, what will come to your heart? Say, why is she arranging her clothes? Now, wow, what would have happened? Then Prophet Nan came outside and he Nan him too. Ah, wow. What are they arranging like this? What would probably have happened? He started thinking and he was smiling. Now, I knew he was getting it. I said, what would people think? Say, people will always talk. I say, we are sent to people who... People will always watch. Who are we sent to? People. Say, forget about them. It does not matter. Only God knows. In the realm of the spirit, God is saying, mumu. It is important that they know too. Now, whether we like it or not, people will talk. But don't be the reason why they are talking. Don't be the reason why they are talking. He said, I'll give you a wisdom and a what? Mouth that your enemies will not gain a say. Ever been in an argument before? And somebody won you in the argument, genuinely won you, not like you argued wrongly. Like the person brought points and truly you didn't know what to say again. Anybody has been there? Now, ever been in an argument where they caught you, you were denying something and somebody spoke about the evidence, said, should I show them? And you're like, it has not reached that level. It has not, my brother, it has not reached, Nandia, your brother. You see, they have, you have given them, they have evidence. Now, you say you did not do anything with the sister. Okay, you did not do anything with the sister. And pastor, so and so. Why was the lady, who was that girl? What was she doing in your house on Tuesday by 5 p.m.? Bam! The people who are judging will start asking you, did she come by 5 p.m. on Tuesday? No, not exactly. Answer the question. Have you seen that kind of argument before? Just answer first. Did she leave your house by 5 p.m.? Now, just remind, they say, she was with you 5 p.m. and you people were doing some terrible things, right? On Tuesday. You're not like, 5 p.m. on Tuesday? Me doing some terrible things? Then somebody who is judging, did she come 5 p.m.? Just answer first. Yes, she came. What would the crowd first do? Hey! Meaning the guy is speaking from substance. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So that's it. He's a preacher, for instance. Let's say Courage is a preacher, which he is. And he's trying to win these Yahoo boys. All these smokers around the streets. They always sit down and smoke. He has gone the first time, they laugh at him. See this small boy. He came the second time, one of them is seeming like he will repent. He came the third time, no show. Then one day, he's just seated. Then one sister just entered his house. And they talk. And she was going out. And as he's going, he's surprised. One of the Yahoo boys said, Courage, my man! Swale! You be man! Do you understand this thing? Some of you would have had this experience as I'm talking to you. Like the first time my sister visited me, when she got admission in BSU, no lady had ever entered my house. So when my sister came, my sister entered my house, was in the kitchen cooking. You know, it's her brother's house. Cooking, doing some kind of things. As that was happening, I did not see anybody outside the compound. She now finished, I escorted her to, she took bike and went to where she was staying with her friend. As I was coming back, one of my neighbors came out, Pastor! I mean, he raised his hands up. Pastor! I was like, Like, what's the excitement about? But he was now jumping. Pastor! You have made us proud. I said, So we in the compound now, we are happy for you. Pastor, we're doubting whether you are a man. I said, what has changed? He said, Pastor, we just saw that fresh babe that left your house. You get her, you men of God, get her, you. I said, come. He came with me. I carried our family picture. I said, does this face look familiar? He said, look at the person that does it. I said, that's my second younger sister. Are you hearing me? He said, yes. Please take the information to them. So he went and told them. I think we were disappointed. Now, my landlord called me. Before my sister came to my house, my landlord at, is it 200 level? 200 level? 200 level? Imagine how I look at 200 level. My landlord called me. I was advising me to get married. I don't know what was in that man's body. I don't know what he saw in me. He called me to his office. I came. He said, it's no rent, oh, Pastor. He's a principal of a secondary school. It's just that you have observed you. You are okay. God has blessed you. What has God blessed me? I rented house there. It's self-contained. So I don't know what it means for God to... Now, God has blessed me indeed, but is that the reason why I should marry self-contained? Me that in my heart had not even started life. He said, what remains now is a lady. People complain that no woman comes to your house. Are you sure everything is okay? I said, everything is okay. You called me a pastor. Why will everything not be okay? Should I be allowing women come to my house? He said, no. But at least once in a while, people will be okay if they see the opposite gender visit you. If not, they'll be thinking those things. I said, which things? He said, you know those other things now? I said, no, there's nothing like that. And I'm a pastor. At the right time, I'll get married. Now, this is the point. That day that my sister came there, imagine she was not my sister. You see the way they hail me? And I always used to preach to them. Now, the next day I come, oh, yeah, let's do house fellowship. All right. Good morning, Pastor. If a better more play whiskey, though, because all of us, we're in the same category now. Am I lying? I was passing CHS one day. I saw a guy who dressed quite shabby. They were talking about a certain preacher. I was at their back. They say, God forbid me, can I hear word of God from that boy mouth? See how he look like gangster. And there is no difference between that man of God and the way they dress. But they were saying they will never hear the word of God from somebody that looks like a gangster. And they even look worse than that, how that guy dressed. And I just smiled and told myself, now some preachers will just be arguing, there is nothing there. There is something there. Okay, if you wear bangles or a chain, let's imagine that one of my boys here carried chains, Mr. Blinks Blinks. He put chains on his neck. As I lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. Charlie, you're the best. Gary, you're the best. Now, is that a sin? No. Was the chains and the rest? There are vulnerable ladies and vulnerable people in church who are not perfect yet. It's the truth. Some ladies will not hear worship. They'll be looking at your chest. Hey, this boy get fine chest. See him limp. I'm telling you the truth. And as a lady, you want to worship, but then you dress in a very hot way. You dress quite hot. You know why I'm saying this hot? I used to have a friend one day, we were going for lectures, and we saw a lady. And, funny enough, I said, oh God, this lady looks very hot. So I was now walking like this. He said, somebody is hot, you are not looking at her. I said, no, she's too hot. I have to follow like this. He started laughing. So when I was saying the whole thing, I was just remembering the story. Hallelujah to Jesus. And by hot, we simply mean, we're not saying you are very fine when we say you look very hot. We mean you are seductive. You look unnecessarily what? Seductive. You see, look at the lady. Say, you look sexy. You know what the word sexy means? You only look sexy for your husband. You know what sexy means? Check the dictionary. It is sex appealing. Meaning when somebody looks at you, he is stimulated to want to have sex with you. It's not a compliment. Are you listening to me? You know, those days you guys were growing on to go, you have names like Sexy Diamond. But you didn't know the meaning, so it's not a sin because you didn't know the meaning. But of course, as you grew up, you understand that that word is not supposed to be used. If we are not careful, you hear sexy angels of glory. Sexy warriors of the kingdom. Now, the way the Christianity is going, do you know one day we may hear that thing? Because now we are going to a point, we are getting to a point. What is happening with Pastor Ed? What is happening with you? You want me to carry you, come and stand here and do this protocol? What is happening? Do you want me to tell you what I'm talking about? So you just concentrate. Hallelujah to Jesus. Where was I, please? The way this Christianity is going. There was a time, I'm not saying it's a sin, no, dreadlock. I'm not saying it's a sin. There was a time, if anybody does dreadlock, the whole elders of the church will call him and will lay hands on him and begin to pray for him. Am I saying the truth? They will call him and sit him down. Now, I'm not saying it's a sin, no. There was a time again, if they see that you even paint your hair, as a young man, do first call your mother and father and ask them what is happening with Samuel. So, your parent may now say, we don't know, sir. We don't. Parents are even scared. When their children begin to misbehave and they want to carry them to church, they are scared. You will not go to church today. You want to go and disgrace. They are scared because they know the community will be looking at them. What kind of irresponsible parents are these? The thing now passed. They say, no, it's nothing. It's nothing. It now got to a point where men started wearing earring. When I say, no, yeah, that's wrong. Before we talk, they've condemned us. There's nothing there. It's nothing. What, did you not see Oyinbo are putting earring? Do you see the danger? Their forefathers created it. Every street has what? A church. Meaning they don't want church to be far from you at all, so that you don't have any excuse missing church. That means it is funny for this street to have a church and you are a member of the other street church. They say, where do you stay? High level. Okay, you should be from high level Pentecostal church. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? They created in a way, they just knew that everybody must be a Christian. Talk about the Waste Revival and some of the biggest revival that's hit the earth. They started from there. The church may have just metamorphosed with this regular Bible reading and the rest, but people, the word of God was somehow sold in the heart of people. People caught the fire and revival broke out from certain people. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That's why you talk about the Equas and some of these Orthodox churches. They are wonderful places to have been. If you were there, I tell you there's no mistake. Some of the best preachers you are talking about today, they evolved from those places. Not like they learned the doctrine directly, but somehow you are interfacing with the word of God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You will pick something. So you may just be reading Bible study. You may be coordinating Bible study and they say, go and prepare your Bible study notes. You go and prepare. And while you are preparing it, you see something about eternal life. If you are not in that assembly, if you are not in that community of brethren, you would have never interfaced with that scripture. I don't know that you people get what I'm trying to say. Although as we grow, there is need to do it more orderly so that it becomes more fruitful. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? When we start from just nursery schools, we do some kind of subject. We from primary one, we do maths, English, some kind of subject. Down to primary six, just one, we do almost some kind of subject. SS1, in fact, those days in SS1, you do all the science and arts subject. Gen Z can't take it. They will call it, they will say they have trauma. But those days, you do government so that you now look at the ones you think you fit into more. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But as you grow in SS2, SS3, they will now put you in a particular field. As you now get to university, you now face a particular field. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? In fact, if you come into computer science, for instance, they call it Department of Mathematics and Computer Science. You do mathematics, you do computer science, you do statistics. As you get to like 300 level, you now face your core subjects. That's how it is. When we grow up in certain places like that, they are just teaching everything. Sometimes they are playing religion. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But as we grow, we now have to face the main thing, the core stuff. So it's not really a problem, except we probably see the light and are refusing to buy into the light. That's when it becomes a problem. So those days, England used to have churches in almost every street. But today, they are turning churches into clubs, party halls. And you are telling us that can't you see the white? They put earrings. I tell you the truth, and I'm never going to water down this statement. They need help so much right now. Are you listening to me? They need help. I was talking about the West with one of my friends. He's a political scientist. And I said to him, listen carefully. These nations were founded on the Bible with biblical principles. You are talking about their success. What is the recent innovation of America? What is the recent innovation of UK? What is their recent? They are just living on past glories. What are the recent innovations? Go and look at, go and check it. You'll be amazed. So that simply means it is their instinct like this. The glories of their Albert Einstein, the new tongues, are you people get what I'm trying to say? That they are still leveraging upon right now. Those people now are pastors. They are Christians. They are reverends. If those guys never laid a foundation, a good foundation, you think somebody will be, if it is hearing they were wearing from the very beginning and not reading book and not serving God, you think America or UK will be UK today? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So you will not look at the status quo right now, what is happening there, and be saying that should be a standard for us in Africa. Don't be foolish. We are the ones now taking revival back to them. It's so funny, but you'd have heard that statement somewhere, somehow, that they brought it to us now, we are bringing it back to them. Then you see some people who are not really calculating, rightly divided, will be telling us that we will carry church on the head. They don't carry church, but they are better. Listen, they are the foundation of church. That is why the foundation, America today is America because of the founding fathers of America. Not because of the rubbish happening today. Some rubbish. I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about the past administration. Who can believe that a day will come where, listen to me, a child, a young man will enter the bathroom of a girl because he calls himself woman? Who believe that Americans will sit with their brain and agree that such a thing should happen? And you are saying we should copy them. They need help not to be copied. We as we are seated, we can no matter how bad our senators are, they will never agree that a young man should be sharing restroom with women. They will never agree that rubbish. As bad as we think they are, have they even called for a third gender? Even then we'll start laughing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But these people sit down with their intelligence that you think they have, and they say there's a man, there's a woman, and an X. That X were found finding. They say any other gender is the X. If they find it, anybody that has another gender, just hit S. Other website will say others. Male, female, others. In fact, other websites were often very specific. Male, female, alpha male, blah, blah, blah. That one. Terrible. And these are the people you want us to look up to. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You're saying, this, if they are worshiping, they put a ring. If they are worshiping, they palm their hair. Listen carefully, brothers and sisters. You think you are losers from birth as Africans? You are losers from the basis? See, today I still believe that culture of not addressing people properly because they are Westerners. What is the basis for that culture? You see your father, he says, Samuel, are you okay? I'm calling my father Thomas. Thomas told me the other day that. Now that's how they live their life there. And some of us will go there and say, I like that. They are simple people. They are simple people. I mean, in America, I can call my uncle Samuel. Samuel, get this thing for me. Samuel, I mean. Imagine I carry my child now, Shekinah. I keep her in America. And one day I call and say, Simon, good to see you, Dad. Hey. I heard a story of a man that flew his child to Nigeria. When he flew his child to Nigeria, because he couldn't beat the child in the US. So he told him, let's go for vacation. Let's go and see grandma. And they flew there. Immediately got to the uncle. He gave him slap from the back. Pah! He says, what were you saying in America? Pah! He said, we'll call the police. When he called the police said, your father beat you. Are you the call us? Why do you think if we go there, we are more successful? A lot of times. The cultures, the values we learned here. You see, if you go there, Nigerian doctors are always the best. Nigerian mathematicians, why do you think we're always the best? Snow the other day, who is a member from campus, when he came here on Sunday, we met in Petra on Monday. We're talking about some things we want to do in Petra. He was telling me that he got distinction. That is first class in his MSc, cybersecurity. And I said, why will you not get first class? Those days here in Benue, anytime he has carryover, he's close to me. He will tell me to pray that he wants to be serious with God. Immediately the carryover go, he has left church. I told him on Sunday, he did not deny it, he still said it there. Hallelujah to Jesus. With the harsh condition, mosquito. Have you seen when they do mass 101 in BSU before? It is always within this period when they resume. This is first semester, right? I don't know why the thing has to fall in first semester. It should have been around rainy season. It's always within this thing. If you sit down in Mass 101 Our lecturer at that time was Mr. Egai. He used to be the HOD. He would just stand like this and be talking. Wonderful man. God bless him. He would just be talking. If you like, see, you can start a party. He doesn't care. Just start a party and be doing. He's just talking. So you now add X and do this. I hope you're understanding me. Thank you. You now add this and do this. You ask the question, why will you ask such a useless question? Were you not following me all this while? So some of us just attend the class for all righteousness sake to be fulfilled. So that we'll fulfill the fact that we attended lecture. If not, if most of you that attended Mass 101 were GC in the class. That harsh condition, somebody now has first class. No AC, heat, mosquitoes. You were able to still read beyond this limitation and have first class. You're not going to UK, sat in a class, AC is blowing you. You are in a lecture hall. You are like 5, 10, 20. AC is blowing everybody. NEPA take light and students are protesting. No single mosquito in the entire nation. One mosquito is not there. That fire you used to make first class here, sorry, to pass Mass 101, can give you first class till MSc, PhD. Because the way you fought here, if you use that energy there, in fact, the book will be wondering, see, just calm down, you have already made it. That's why most of our guys there, and thank God for them, they go there and they are outstanding. Even people that think they are dull in Nigeria, when they go there, they'll be surprised. I made first class in MSc. Like, John, you make first class, you like this. Maybe pass degree, you come out with. Say, now God run them for me. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So don't be copying everything you see. Don't be copying. Then you are blaming Nigeria because of Christianity. If you say religion, remove Christianity from that religion category. Because let's be very factual. I really want you to get me this evening. Because some people don't even think like that. How has Christianity affected Nigeria negatively? Anybody has one point. Maybe let's reason together. Anyone you think Christianity has affected Nigeria negatively, can you give me any point? You know, the man that wanted to become president, that said he thinks the church is the problem. Recently said, I think the problem of our country is our leaders. May God help us. I saved the post. He first said he thinks religion, Christianity. Now he has said that bad government is the problem. And may God help all of them. I saved the post. Maybe I'll post it if I feel good. He has seen it. But no matter what is happening, does it connect to wrong governance? Does it affect the nation? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? People are not entering church, going to church with slippers. Does it affect Nigeria? Is it the reason why we should not fuel should be fuel price should be increased? Huh? Is it the reason why the price for rice should increase? No matter the rubbish anybody is believing, it's not the reason why Nigeria is in this chaos moment right now. Difficult moment right now. It's because the government don't know what they are doing. And being sincere, if there's a religion you want to actually think is a problem, it is not even Christianity. Christianity is not a religion in the first place. But should in case you think it's a religion, we are not even a problem. A religion that you know are the problem you cannot even mention. You know, this sea finish is very real. Sea finish is very, do you observe that people that you stay around them very well, they don't respect you, they always respect strangers better than you. If you're not careful, your wife will do that to yourself. You will be with your wife like this. You will be with your wife. She has seen all your boxers. She knows all the color. The day one man will come that you call him Igwe, if you see where your wife will remove plate, it will shock you. Like, sponsor don't come. These plates are in this house. See, finish. You is just one trade. You just carry it. Where that stainless plate there? Just put it. Don't fling it like, honey, catch. Familiarity. But people that are far, you know, people that are far that they are respect. It's because we used to go, they have not known the people yet. When they sit there 3 months, they will start disrespecting them. And that's immaturity. Maturity is knowing the value of a thing and sustain your honor for that thing. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? No matter what, no matter the season. So listen, hallelujah to Jesus. Because he's around us, Christians, he spoke such a thing. But the people that he knows are the problem. Even his last election that he lost his last election, not because of Christians. Christians went all out to vote him. But when they mentioned Kano result, everything changed. Even dead people voted. Even dead people voted. The Lord give you understanding. Do you get what I'm trying to say? When the whole, like three states in the west, in the east, let's say Enugu, Ebonyi, Delta, will now hear like 5 million votes, will now be shouting, "Hey, we're moving." Then you now hear Kano, 5.1 million. Hey, all the 5 million we gather in three states, one state, I finish it. And what is this? As we're here preaching, you see us not even telling you who to vote. We can't, most pastors will not do that. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? We have liberty so much as Christians, and it is a beautiful thing. God made it that way. But in Islam, you don't have that kind of liberty. Firstly, they will command you, don't vote. He's not our brother. Secondly, vote, they will come to your house and kill you. I tell you, most people are diligent to the service of that religion because they are scared of death. I tell you the truth, not because they truly respect it. Recently, I posted some things. You see somebody saying a time will come in Palestine that ladies, I think recently, they say ladies don't have rights to education. It's forbidden for them. They now say, and when you see a lady dressed in a seductive manner, you should rape her and kill her. Useless beliefs. Another one that is so funny, if you die via suicide, Allah will give you 7 virgins in heaven. That is Aljana. 7 virgins. And I asked one of my friends many years ago, I said, so you live a pure life, so that you will finally be rewarded with virgins in heaven? He didn't get what I was trying to say. I said, you want God to honor your efforts with 7 virgins? And I said, what will you use 7 virgins to do in Aljanna? He now started thinking. I said, you want to sleep with them? You'll be sleeping with 7 women in heaven? What a useless practice, useless mentality. You see, religion will just remove your brain. To remove the knot and carry the brain and put you another brain. How can somebody think like that? Now, these folks, it is so evident that they are the problem, but you couldn't mention them. How is Christianity a problem in this country? No matter what we have been hearing, the atrocities one or two men of God have been doing, how does it affect the federal government from making sure that fuel is 100 naira? How does it? I mean, is it the federal government that did the atrocity? Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? So they should not confuse you that church, we have plenty church, but we are the poorest. No matter how influential, we have men of God in this country that are influential in the whole world, though. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They have churches in other nations of the earth. Okay, let's put it like this. They have churches in Nigeria. They have churches in other nations of the earth. The nations of the earth are doing well. Nigeria is not doing well. Did you get what I just said? Why is it that their churches are not affecting those other countries negatively? Think about it. Don't allow people to be telling you nonsense. Bible says, blessed is the man that does not listen to the counsel of what? The ungodly. So don't just sit down like a dundee and because a white man or a westerner put earring, you say, okay, it's fine. What is there? I beg Nigeria Christianity, their problem too much. How does it make sense to put on earring? Okay, if earring is not a problem, remove it. If you think there's nothing there, then don't put it. Why must you put it? It's as I put it now, did it affect me? Did it affect you? Did it affect Christ? I'm still a new person in Christ. Okay, remove it. You are still a new person in Christ. And putting it causes wrong effect, doesn't it? People misunderstand you. People will not listen to you. The Bible says, if eating meat will cause your brother to sin, don't do it. If there are certain actions that will make people misunderstand you, don't. You know what eating meat simply means? Huh? After church, I could probably hug any lady in this place. I'm not a sinner. I truly just want to hug the lady and console them, but I will not. Why? If I hug the lady, it's not a sin. But if it will cause somebody to misunderstand me in church, it is what? A sin. It is wrong. Not necessarily a sin. I'm just being foolish, not walking in wisdom. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you right now? This is how you think as a matured believer. Just surrender. Listen to what the Bible says in Romans 12 from verse 1 and 2. Let's read together in the NKJV. Just literal. NKJV, not literal. NKJV. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself. The word present, the root word, is to acknowledge. To acknowledge your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. In the old KJV, it is most reasonable, right? Let me see it. If that's not it, there is another rendition. Okay, still reasonable service. There's a rendition that says most reasonable service. Now go back to the NKJV and give me verse 2. Let's read verse 2 together. Add by in the front and replace it with and. By not, okay, replace it with and do, right? By not. So how do you offer yourself a living sacrifice to God, holy and acceptable, which is your only reasonable service? By not what? Being conformed to the systems of the world, but by being what? So if you truly have to offer your body, what does it mean to offer your body? Your everyday action. How you live your lives. How you talk. How you act. Let your minds be here. Are you listening to me? How you talk to people. How you act every day of your life. To offer yourself a living sacrifice to God simply means you should be doing things under the influence of the Holy Ghost. To be doing things exactly how God wants you to do it at every point in time. Tell somebody it's possible. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit, verse 14 of Romans, is it they are the children of God. God wants to rule over you at every point of your life. He wants to control what you say. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Everything about your life, how you talk, how you act at every point in your life. That's what it means for you to offer your body a living sacrifice. But the Bible says that is not possible unless you have been transformed by the renewal of your mind. So if you look at it upside down, that's how the algorithm flows. Now look at it upside down. If you look at the tail of the scripture, it said that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now it is not God's will in three categories. Again, I repeat, in the root, it was God's will being described. Finish. So when we use English to interpret now, we have to put it in different adjectives for people to understand. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? God's will is what? Good. The same good will is what? And the same good will is what? Perfect. How does it make sense? Good, acceptable, perfect. It's the same thing we're describing here. God's will, several adjectives. So there is no good will of God, there is no permissible or acceptable will of God, and there is no perfect will of God. It's a junk, it's a funny mentality. I don't want to use insulting word. It's unbelievable. It's sickening for somebody to stand up and say such a thing. Now, put it in relationship now. You have three ladies. There's permissible good will, permissible will, and perfect will. We had one crazy, as little as wrong ideologies are. You see the kind of stupid things they can cause. This is just a little wrong doctrine according to some people. But there was a time, I don't know if some of you remember, somebody in this church, the person is not here again, had three categories of God's will for ladies. At a point, it seemed like the ladies were even having problem with themselves. Permissible was having problem with perfect. Then what is even remaining for good? When I heard it, I was shocked. I was very shocked. Because those days, on campus, I didn't used to pay attention to the people. Though. My own is to come and break Rema. And I'll be very happy that everybody is moving with the Rema. I don't know that things are going down in church. Are you going to try to explain? When I heard it, I said, in this church, they will say somebody baptized somebody with sand. I say, in this church, that is why administration is very important. It is the bridge in between burning for God and burning out physically for a man of God. If you don't have administration, you'll be burning for God. When you turn back, it is scattered. That is why administration is as powerful as the men you put in charge. Don't rush enacting men, putting men in charge of systems you have created if you don't trust those men. Aaron was put in charge. Before Moses came back, they were worshipping idols. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It is God's will. God will want you to carefully choose. Carefully choose. And Aaron did not necessarily do anything bad. He just did not put his hand in it. He said, okay, do anything you want to do. He thought he was being a good leader. That's not it. See, sometimes brave leadership, and a lot of times, is that you are persistent. You are insisting that the right thing must be done. You may be misunderstood. You will not wear that kind of thing. Wear this kind of one. So what kind of pastor is that? It's forcing people to do what they don't want to do. You will not dress like that. Dress like this. Say, my pastor is forcing me. I don't like that. The other church, the pastor don't used to force them. Because the Bible says he will give you pastors after his own heart. The way God wants you to live, he will put it in your pastor's heart like that. Your pastor will see everybody wearing one particular kind of dress on Facebook. The day he'll come and see you, he'll call you to his office. Say, that kind of dress, I don't want you. Only you. Eh? Don't be wearing it. Because what initiated that dress? It's not like it's bad or people are doing it. But for you, what initiated it was that maybe you were looking at the mirror and say, hey, this dress go hot for me, Jesus. If I wear this dress, I will kill the show. And when you thought like that, you just wore it and your pastor just felt, no. Because the Holy Ghost now spoke to your pastor, said that dress is for killing. Even though people are wearing it, she wore it to kill. Are you catching something? Huh? You are catching this thing, right? Tell somebody consecration. Consecration 101. You can put it as a subtopic in what you are teaching, what we are talking about. Consecration is very personal. Are you listening to me? There are things God, there are things, you know, consecration, firstly, the Holy Spirit can impose consecration. As you are growing, you will not grow and have your own consecration. He can tell you, don't do this, but as you are growing in the Lord, you just find out you are not interested in certain kind of things. Like I grew up, I've grown to a point, and I'm not saying anybody should follow me, but I've grown to a point that I don't like anything shiny on my body. I was telling leaders the other time, that if anything is shiny, I just give it out. Now, it does not mean that anybody that is wearing anything shiny is sinning. Those days on campus, they will buy me these chain watches. Very, very expensive. You see me just call somebody after church and say, how are you doing? I say, just get this. I just shouted, Jesus, prophet. They will not call people to thank me that I gave them chain watch that is very expensive. And truly, to me, I just gave what I don't like. It's not really sacrifice. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So don't look at people out there and be saying, because of what they are wearing and etc. No. You see, that you may be able to prove what is good, perfect, and acceptable, which is God's will, right? Now go back again. Renewing of the mind. Do not be transformed. Why is happening with this man? I'm reading from down up. So just follow me, right? The last thing that will happen when you acknowledge that your body is a living sacrifice to God by not being transformed but by being renewed in your heart is that you'll be able to prove God's will. Did you get what I just said? The last thing, the end product of not allowing Satan to be in charge of your body or of acknowledging your body to be a living sacrifice by not being transformed but by being renewed in the spirit of your mind is that. Everything I've said is to the end that you are able to prove what? God's will. And when you do God's will, that is how your body is responding in true worship. So doing God's will is not just to sit down and say, I don't feel like wearing earring. I don't feel like wearing wig. As you grow in God, you now decide and say, from what I've learned in God, I should not do this. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? from how I've understood God's word, I should not do that. He puts the law in your heart. You look at life. Because of the abundance of light in your heart, you can tell with all the new technologies, new innovations, new ideas in the world, you have light, the true light. And you can, through this light, are you getting what I'm trying to say? Decipher that this lifestyle, even though heaven never told us in scripture that something like this will happen, we have so much light for such a day as this. We can tell that this thing is not right and this thing is right. A new technology may evolve. A new lifestyle may evolve. And we don't need to check scripture to verify whether it's there. The law is in our hearts. Do you get what I'm trying to say now? The law is in where? Our hearts. When you hear somebody say, where did they write not smoking Igbo in scripture? Okay, are you kidding me? Is smoking Igbo okay? Huh? It's not in the Bible. Hope you know. Not even smoking is in the Bible. Hope you know. The Bible is so much, it's too small an information, right? Not talking about Christ or in the scriptures. The Bible cannot cover everything about life in terms of how we live our everyday life. Because as we are living every day, don't get me wrongly, Christ is revealed in scripture. Are we together? But as we are living every day, new things are evolving. You can't tell me that the way technology is today is the way it used to be years ago before Christ and after Christ. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? They were wearing skirts. And somebody in this century will be saying, if I wear skirt now, they will condemn me. Jesus was scared. You are sounding stupid. That's foolishness. Because today, we don't know dressing as wearing skirt. If Jesus come to our days today now, he will wear trousers and ladies will wear skirt. I don't know that you are getting on trying to explain to you. He will not wear skirt. Okay, wearing skirt evolved from heaven in the days of Jesus. Did God create man and say, Adam, start wearing skirt? But when Jesus came to the earth, did he wear skirt? Did he wear gown? Sorry. He wore gown. Now imagine somebody stands up and say, I want to dress like Jesus. Give me gown. That will show my shape well. Jesus wore gown as a man. He's being foolish. If everybody are a living sacrifice to God, I tell you the truth. If everybody submit to God, nobody needs to tell anybody how to dress. Paul said, nobody needs to teach you what is wrong from what is right. Because he wants every believer to be mature. He said, for the law will be in their hearts. And you see, the proof is that there will be peace, even in the heart of the pastor. Some of you have been comforted by the pastor. He says, that thing you are doing, that post you post, is not necessary. The pastor, but you've been wondering, where pastor they see this thing from? I'm your pastor. One time a young man came to me and said, sir, I want to start gymming training on TikTok. And I'll be making money from it. As important as money is, I asked him, how will you be doing it? No, he didn't know where I was going to. I said, you're going to be wearing short knicker and be doing, is it those kind of training? You know, my face was very serious. And I said, yes, sir. Exactly, sir. Exactly. I said, you will not do it. Now, he looks like a giant. He now says, you wear short knicker and you'll be doing, so one, two, three, follow me. Four, five. Another hand, one, then you do like this. I said, you will not do it. He's a pastor today. I said, you will not do it. That money, if it's that thing that will give you, may you not be rich. Because I have sensed the danger. You are doing that kind of thing, you just say, hey, gym instructor, you look perfect. You see stupid things and am I sure you have the capacity to resist everything you see? I don't know. So to be on the safer side, go and do another thing. Go and sell land. Go and do another thing. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Some will just go to TikTok. They don't even know the song. They'll just be vibing to the song. Any new trend. Sometimes you may see your members doing new trend. You may see your members doing challenge. You now message them, my member. Wait till you did do like this. Member. The Bible said, Paul speaking, he said, you are my disciples. You are my epistles written and read by all men. You don't know that when you do wrong things, you are disgracing pastors. All of you now, if you observe any time you do bad thing, they will first call GCMI in your house. Because you have disturbed them with GCMI very well. Mommy, I'm going to church. You will not go, hey, go, why you go? The day you still meet, now waiting your church, they teach you with that. That's the first thing you hear. So now waiting that your church, they teach you with this. Your father will just be timing you, wash the car. So is that what your pastor teaches you in that church? And you know, go allow us rest with praying in tongues. You know, go allow us rest with Prophet Simon. Some people, that's what they are praying for. Prophet, are you aware that there's one of your member that we used to see somewhere in a club? He was in the club, but he wants to just tell me that. He said, I just passed the club. And I saw your member. Hi. Paul said you are epistle written. Meaning whatever they see is what we have done. Written and read. So when they see you in church so much doing ushering work, and they see you in a party dancing, they will say, hey, see Pastor Simon's handwriting. Oh. That's why sometimes when we talk to you, we're trying to save ourselves. And more importantly, the kingdom. Are you listening to me? Very important. Don't be so moved. You are a believer. Say, I'm mature in Christ. Don't be so moved by trends. Don't be moved by trends. Have peace on every side. Peace on every side. It's not everything you post on TikTok. Maybe you were like that. It's not everything you post on WhatsApp. Do you understand? Not everything. Some information I haven't sacred. Paul said, when I was a child, I thought like a child. He said, but when I grew up, I left what? Childish ways. He said, I left childish ways. That's what he said. Are you all listening to me tonight? So the renewing of your mind will help you to find out God's will for your life. And in doing God's will, that is how you are offering your body a living sacrifice to God, which is holy and acceptable. Now, after saying this, I spoke about the tattoo, the recent one. And firstly, the first thing I did, I said, let me check my Bible. What has the Bible had to say about tattoo? And I don't care if the Bible even said it, because I already have my defense. But I said, let me check the Bible. What did the Word of God say about tattoo? I first checked sciences first. What are the effects of tattoo? That's the first thing I checked. Because you think sciences is anti-God? There are some extremes of sciences that may be anti-God. But sciences is a discovery of the creation of God. How things operate that God created, that's science. It's not anti-God. That's why little science takes you away from God. More sciences brings you very close to God. Newton says that. That's what Isaac Newton said, I think. He said, little sciences, little knowledge of sciences take you far from God, but much knowledge of sciences brings you closer to God. Elon Musk is a very great scientist. That's why finally he acknowledged that there's a creator. You must know so much to know that there's a creator. If you don't know so much, you will not believe there's a creator. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Hallelujah to Jesus. So when I check sciences first, let me do for sciences before I come here. When I check sciences yet, I found out that tattoos has effects, wrong effects. I didn't even see one right effect of tattoo. There's no one advantage I saw about tattoo, according to my scientific research. Tattoo does not have what? One advantage. And I was amazed. Firstly, they said that the initial implication or consequence of tattoo is pain, bleeding, redness, and swelling. But also long-term risks includes allergic reactions, skin infections, bacteria, and viral scarring, especially this is the word they use here, keloids. You know that? What are keloids? Donut. Okay, it grows out, some sort of. Then they said something like it also causes cancer. That's the worst case scenario. It causes skin cancer. So I was looking for one advantage. There is no single advantage of tattoo. You can go and Google it. No single advantage of tattoo. I know I had to talk about this topic. Because some of you are thinking my quietness. In Hausa, they say, shuru shuru ma maganani. Maybe you will not do it because you know, probably I will not buy into it. But you may think pastor is cool with it. That's why I didn't talk about it. Hausa people said, keeping quiet is actually saying something. Are we together? And I owe you this information because I am your pastor. And so that when you are going out to talk, you are not talking off the point of the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? Of how I think it should be. Because you represent God ultimately, but also you represent this movement here called GCMI. Are you all listening to me? Now, if according to sciences, there is no one single effect, but wrong, single right effect, but wrong effects of tattoos, why do you think God will buy into anybody or inspire anybody to do tattoo? Are you all listening to me? Why will he? When he sees that that thing is for destruction, not for good. Remember, I said it is the enemy that has come to what? To what? To what? Meaning anything that steals from you is from who? Anything that kills you is from who? Anything that destroys you is from who? And it's from the devil. Not from God. All he wants is life for you. He doesn't want you to have one sickness. But you are putting yourself in a condition that makes you prune for sickness. For no reason. No single reason. Then let's look at the Word of God. What does the Word of God say about tattoo? Leviticus in the Old Testament. I know people will say it's the Old Testament, but I'm already prepared for that. Leviticus 19:28. Can we read together? You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord. No, it's in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we have the liberty to do it. It says you shall not make any cutting in your flesh for the dead. Firstly, he's saying there was a culture where people cut themselves for the dead. He said you shall stop that. He said, finally, don't even do any tattoo on you. I am the Lord your God. It was a culture with the Egyptians. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? They're the ones doing it. Moses came out from that place. He said, Moses is the one that wrote this. Based on the plenty information he has about tattoos, he said, He's trying to differentiate them from unbelievers. He said, don't do that thing. It's not a good thing. I understand the culture. Maybe he didn't take time to explain to us why. But it's like, this is something for them. It's a ritual they do there. For the dead is spiritual. Don't do it. Now, we may not necessarily be saying spiritual, spiritual, spiritual. But this is a man that grew in that culture, that understands that culture very well. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Moses. He said, don't do it. Someone said, we are not under the law, we're under grace. Okay, sleep with somebody's wife since you're under grace. Because in the Old Testament, thou shalt not commit adultery. You are in the New Testament, commit adultery. Huh? In the Old Testament, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's good. In the New Testament, covet your neighbor's good. So what are we trying to say? Jesus did not come to debunk. Let me just read it for you in Romans 7 from verse 14. I want everybody to read. Romans 7 and 14. Romans 7 and 14. Read together. For we know that the law is what? But I am what? Sold under This is Paul speaking. He said, the law are the ways of spiritual people. Thou shalt not steal. They are the ways. Thou shalt not lie. Only for spiritual people. Alright? Because to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But to be carnally minded is, you know, will cause you to live in a life of sin and finally death. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He said, but I, Paul, am sold under the nature of sin and death. Next part of scripture. Then he says, that's when he was trying to live by the law. He said, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am sold under the nature of sin and death. Next part of scripture. He said, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do. What is Paul trying to make us understand here? That the laws are the ways of a spiritual person. In other words, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. Spiritual people should not do that. God's people should not do that. He said, but I am under the nature of sin and death. That is why the things I don't want to do, I find myself what? Doing them. Meaning the Lord said we should not do these things, but we found ourselves still doing it. That's what Paul is trying to say. Now, 8 and 3. Romans 8 and 3. Very, very fast. Everyone, I want you to read. Romans 8 and 3. Let's read together. For what the law, read out with life, want to read. The law could not achieve it. Paul said, while I was living by the law, the things I don't want to do, I found myself, what? Doing them. You see that? The law as a system, thou should not do, is not enough. If I say, rejoice, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, and you don't have the capacity to not do it, will you still do it? Alright? Imagine a goat. You are telling a goat, don't eat grass, don't eat grass. Goat, say, I will not eat grass. I will not eat grass. I will not eat grass. Just keep grass and live there again. What will happen? Huh? To eat it. Tell a pig to say, I will not enter into mud. Tell it to say it 100 times. Leave the pig. What will happen? It will enter mud. Sin is first in nature before what? An act. Righteousness is the nature of holy living. So what does God do? He changes us from inside out so that we have a new nature. He said what the law could not achieve. The law wanted us to live holy, but the law could not capacitate us to do it. It was weak because of the flesh. The flesh made it impossible for us to live by some of the laws that were written in the Old Testament. Of course, some of the laws are redundant, but not every law. For instance, the one that say, if somebody sin, carry stone and kill, those were within the 300 laws of Moses. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And within the 300 law of Moses, there were some that were very, very okay. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So the Bible says, do not cut yourself, because it's a pagan practice. And you are saying we are under grace, we can cut ourselves, just because white people did it. How does it make any sense? Are we doomed because we are blacks? Or they are calling us blacks? I told you before, I'm not black. I don't know that you are black. Because look at what they call black there. That's what Pastor Ed is wearing. How many people have your body stand up and come here? This stupid mentality has to die. I think that has been affecting us for so long. This is what they call black. How many of you are like this? Stand up if your color is like this. Bakinkiri. That's what Hausa used to call it. Who is like this? Stand up. The blackest person, if there's any word like this. Is that blackest? The darkest is not like this. You can go and sit down. Charcoal color. They look at us, they say black. They look at themselves, they say white. Who will not like white color? What would they give them? They are black, we are white. And they fashion us to a way, condition us to a way that we now say blacks. Black life matter. I'm not black, oh. I don't know about you. The black community. The black. I'm not black. I am caramel. Some sort of mixture of chocolate and everything beautiful. You can put your own. A touch of... Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm in between. So in case a lady says she wants black guys, I'm here. Say she want white guys. I'm here. I'm in the middle of the color. That's why my wife married me. Because I'm everything complete. Glory to God. Now you can talk your own. I've just talked my own. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Let nobody deceive you. Glory to God forevermore. So we see somebody does it there. We say, okay, did Kenan Hagin do it? Huh? I'm copying these Gen Z Christians. They have good legacies there. Did Kenneth Copeland do it? Kenneth Copeland is alive. Have you seen Kenneth Copeland put Jesus tattoo on his head? Oh, the Lord. With the way he speaks, like he's in heaven already. What of Smith Wigglesworth? Huh? And as we are calling this name now, which one's alive in America now can you carry and compare with these names we are calling? Follow them. They don't say follow everybody. Follow them who through faith and patience. Don't say follow every trend. Say, Pastor, now they are the standard of music. Who told you they are the standard of gospel music? We will learn the good things and leave the bad things. Be not conformed to the systems of the world. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. You have wonderful cultures in Africa. Respect. Honor. These are beautiful things. That if you explore them, they will like you more than their people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hold on to your God. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. They are putting this thing into our culture now. We are thinking we are getting wise. How are you getting wise? Do not eat from that wrong tree. You are romancing the wrong tree. Very soon they will ask you, is it really bad if a Christian puts tattoo? How can with the whole things, I asked my friend this question. I said, with everything happening in Nigeria right now, we have Reverend Dachomo in the bush. He's consoling Christians, burying Christians every day. And we have another man of God with the same Holy Ghost sitting somewhere and saying, put me tattoo on my hands. By which spirit? We are talking about all these things happening in Nigeria. You, Holy Ghost, say, put it. They now say, what is that? He said, I've preached to millions. Which yeah, preaching. Useless preaching. Who did you preach to with that? The John 3 is saying that they've been reading every day. Did not change them. It's your hand. It's the one on your hand. See, let's check that scripture. It's John 3:16. No, you'd have written, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You don't have, you know, when people try to defend foolishness, it makes them even more small. It makes them even more small. When the Bible says the gospel of God is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. Did he say the gospel of God tattooed in a man's hand? And there are some that will say the way I dress, and when we talk, he says I'm sent to a generation of dreadlock. Do the dreadlock. But we'll tell you are wrong. Because of a generation rising, I tell you the truth. We have to stand out and defend this guy. There's a pastor, Reverend Casey, something like that, always hitting these things. I observed recently he did not talk anything. He's like, you people should talk it. I'm tired of talking. He talks, they say he's just being a black belly. Go and read the Old Testament. See how prophets they will not be able to sleep. I read how Jeremiah could not sleep because the Lord showed him something happening in Israel. He could not sleep. He was crying throughout the night. Prophet those days will first cry. Then they will go in the morning. That's why no king can stop them. He came before King Ahab. He said, I'll cook something nice for prophet to eat. He said, I did not come to eat. Will it happen like this in these days? He said, I did not come to eat. Giving three cows. I did not come for cows. Thus says the Lord. If you go to Rehob Gileb, you shall die. See, no prophets were there. They ran and said, close his mouth. King, don't mind him. He does not know what he's saying. It's all these people that don't respect fathers. When we talk now, I don't want to say it's a stupid thing. But if we talk about level in this teaching and who has entered this Christian, I don't think that person is senior me. Maybe by age. I've been preaching from 16. I don't know when he started preaching. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. It's not pride. It's not pride. It's fact. If you join the military before me, you are my senior. If I join before you, I'm your senior. No matter your age. We need to wake up. Don't buy into. If you see foolishness, I'm not saying insult the people. Are you listening to me? Leave it. Don't buy into it. You know, my greatest shock is the people trying to defend that rubbish. Where the Bible says we are surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witnesses. To the end that they want us to finish this journey. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Imagine what these people are cheering. As they are cheering Paul, Nalu Babalola, Bessi Dausa. They are cheering us in Nigeria. They are so excited. Courage is rising. They see courage praying. They say, a young man is rising in Benue State. And one day they now see courage put his hand like this. Say, put me John 3:16. And Bessi Dausa touched Babalola. I said, look at where we are. Oh no, maybe he put men ought to pray and not faint. He put the scripture. It's not mock. We are mocking. It's the truth. You know why Paul had to address? If you don't want public opinion, keep it to yourself. If you don't want anybody to talk about your tattoo, do it and cover it with your cloth. If you do it as a preacher and put outside, we will fire you. It's all those people that are doing it alone. We will rise. We are just keeping quiet. If we come, the only thing we'll quote is scripture. Quote another thing. That's our defense. No, nothing external. Because we are wondering. This is what Paul meant for when he said contend for the faith. That was once given. He said contend for the faith. This is not the faith. We have grown beyond. Earring does not mean anything. We are going beyond hairstyle does not mean anything. Now we are in tattoo does not mean anything. What will be the next thing? Ladies going to the club and swinging on a what do they call those ladies again? Stripper, stripping, kingdom stripping. We got to a point, I heard a preacher on Facebook. He said Jesus was stripping. You did not see that video? That Jesus did stripping on the cross. And let me tell you something, mind you. You see, this friendship of a thing will make certain people not be able to talk. See, when it comes to kingdom, there's nothing like friendship. When you miss it, they hit you. Why do you think Peter? Paul went to Peter 3 nights as a superior. Are you listening to me? Paul does not have one disregard for Peter. But the moment Peter did something publicly that was painting a wrong picture of God's kingdom, Paul stood in the same place and said, Peter, you are wrong, sir. That is wrong. So that the people understand. They will say, message him privately and tell him that's a sin. But it was a public announcement. You did it publicly and told people. Pointing to people as a pastor. That this is okay. It's wrong. How many, you teach relationship. Imagine the husbands now that want to do tattoo. Now, the ones that haven't have sickness. One part I was reading, they said, make sure you test against hepatitis B and take one vaccine before. Is that necessary for tattoo? You should take what vaccine? Now if you do it, it is cancerous. It can cause you cancer. I asked that question to my friend. I said, Reverend Dachomo in the bush, praying and crying in agony for Christian suffering. From one bush to another bush. They even told him he has liver something something. He said he does not care. Nobody should gather money to treat him. He just wants to be in the bush with his people. Another person, the Holy Spirit, same Holy Spirit that took somebody to the bush, sat somebody under AC and inspired somebody to write John 3:16 scripture. Think about it. Maybe if you are shallow, this may not make any sense to you. But think about it. There are some things that are very unnecessary. Are you listening to me tonight? Very unnecessary. You don't need to bore your ears to put earring. What are you doing it for? What are you doing it for as a child of God? Is it because Westerners did it? Because somebody that sang one popular song did it? And so what? Who is the person? Is it Jesus? This is a popular singer. He did this. And the problem is the fathers of faith were inviting such people. People that need discipleship. That is why before you know anything, there's a scandal. Before you know anything, there's a scandal. Because we have to reduce everything to performance. When did you hear that Dom Wayne had a scandal? The man of God that just died now. When did you ever hear he had a scandal? Ron Kenoly. What did they touch in God that is not available for us today? And the Bible says there's even more for us today. These things are just recent things. We are seeing. We can't even tell who is a Christian, to who is a gospel singer, who is a content creator, and etc. And listen, my teaching this evening is not to mock anybody. I tell you, God knows my heart. I'm truly, I don't want to use the word tired, but I'm getting fed up with the kind of smallness I'm seeing in the body of Christ. Smallness. And while certain Christians, I was telling my wife one day, you see somebody boldly saying I'm a Christian. In fact, there was one time they were putting this Jesus thing on the statues. I saw somebody put Jesus, this thing as profile picture. The next thing, you are vibing to a Davido song. What are we doing? Listen, the same spirit that taught finished work of Jesus is the one teaching this. Paul taught finished work in Romans. In 1 Corinthians, he started saying that. He started mentioning sins and said that cannot inherit the kingdom. So I'm in 1 Corinthians 6 now. I've been teaching finished work. Are you listening to me tonight? It cannot inherit the kingdom. You know one thing about truth? You can choose to believe the most popular opinion, but you can never do anything against but for the truth. You can choose to believe the most, because God with one with God is majority. Not Facebook. I have somebody I'm very close to. If you see his Facebook, his post about this tattoo, you'll be very shocked. I did not even message him. He has been defending from the beginning. Blah, 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 blah. All these small Christians. Blah, blah, blah. I did not say anything. I'm sure he's watching me. If he says anything after this, I'm not going to go and sign him. I've finished saying anything I want to say in this podium. You want to know my perspective? I tell you, I don't have anything else to say. So don't ask me any question. This is everything I have to say. So we have come to a point where we're arguing whether tattoo is right. How did we get here? But pastor, there are people who are preaching with tattoo. If they had the tattoo before they started preaching, and there's a consequence, if they are going to remove it, there's going to be a consequence, leave them. I knew a man of God, God was using him so mightily. What happened to him? He misbehaved with his spiritual father. The spiritual father now left him. At a point, the healing anointing was so strong. I don't know if I mentioned the name one time here. Huge and fat. Wrote something, I can't really remember. Todd White, thank you. According to the story, he said it himself. His spiritual father, he was with his spiritual father one time. The healing anointing was so strong upon him, he now felt like he was at the same level with his spiritual father. So he left. And his spiritual father allowed him to go, but he was praying for him. Then after a while, Todd White started drinking. He was going to beer parlors, drinking with tattoos all over his body. He didn't have it before. And the spiritual father went there with tears in his eye, cleaned the tears, started preaching to Todd White in a beer parlor, a club, what did they call it? And while he was talking to him, Todd White broke into tears and received Jesus again and continued preaching. When he tried to remove the tattoo, he almost died. So he now had to leave. The spiritual father told him to leave the tattoo and be preaching that people will understand and Jesus will be glorified. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Now, in that case, now there is no problem at all. We can invite you. There is no problem. If that's the case. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But that you know of these things. You understand these things. You stand up and say you want to go and do tattoo. And now this one is foolishness. With all due respect. So please avoid some unnecessary things. All things are permissible. Not all things are necessary. Do you know how some Christians are interpreting that scripture? God permits everything. But he's not saying we should do everything. That's not true. Go and read the context of that scripture. All things are permissible, meaning that everything in this world is possible. God has given us free will. In fact, go and kiss somebody is permissible. Huh? Go and sleep with somebody's wife. Is it not permissible? Is it not when you leave that house comfortably, if the husband does not remove your head? It's permissible. Go and shoot somebody today. Go and kidnap somebody today. Is it not permissible? Huh? Killing you, man, is permissible if they catch you, if the Lord gets you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The coup they wanted to plan for Tinubu, I wonder why it was not successful. Excuse me, guys, focus on me. The military coup, they got the guys. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? When they got them, what happened? They asked the Minister of Defense, what do you think is the fate? He said the people that wanted to commit this coup, they know the consequences. It's true. Military men know that if they catch you, it's firing squad. You die by gun. They shoot you to death. He said for them to imagine their death and still plan to do the coup, that means they were prepared for their death. It's true. Is it not true? If you want to go and steal, are you not prepared for general beating when they catch you? You are actually prepared for the worst. So everything is permissible. Stand up now and lick the ground. It is permissible. Holy Ghost will say stop. He will not drag your hair. It is pastors that often try to drag your hair. The prodigal son said, I'm mature enough. Give me my property. Prodigal father. I used to call him prodigal father. Did he not give him? He gave him. Permissible. The suffering man was permissible. And the coming back was still permissible. He said, everything in this world, you can do it. Because God has given you free will. He said, but we as Christians will only do the necessary. What is the necessary? Righteous living. Holy living. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Don't only do the necessary. I've always told you, don't be a Christian with magnitude and not direction. See this part of scripture before we close. James. I told myself I'm going to quote it. James 4:7. And we close. Very, very fast, please. Everyone, I want us to read together. James 4:7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will what? Flee from you. If you submit entirely to God, and you resist the devil, what will happen? The devil will what? Entirely flee from you. Submit to God. Submitting to God is a function of understanding His word. But if you truly submit to God, if you offer your bodies a living sacrifice, Satan will never come near you. Because when he comes to you, like what he said with Jesus, Jesus said the statement. He said, the prince of this world cometh to me and findeth nothing in me. Listen, Satan comes to you. Huh? He comes to you. He sees you sleeping around. He has found something in you. He comes to you. He sees that you are a thief. He has found something in you that he will use to destroy you. Are you listening to me? He comes to you. He sees you thinking wrongly. He has found something that he will use within you to destroy you. He can't destroy you from the external. He only destroys you from the internal. That's why he will cause you to think wrongly. He's taking permission from you to destroy you. If he don't cause you to think wrongly, he can't do anything to you. The problem will always start from inside. He will start putting stupid things on your inside. I mean, a little bit is not so bad. Like he told Eve, you will not truly die. Your eyes will just be open. God said, don't eat from it. Don't do it. No, sir, I will not really. Don't do it. No, sir, I'm not really going to. Don't do it. You think that little adjustment you just want to do there, you are not really disobeying, but you just want to do your mind. You're going to end up dead. Who told you Eve knew that she was going to die? When she ate, was she dead? Huh? She did not die. Yes. In manifestation. It was only potential until Adam ate. When Adam ate it, what happened? His eyes were open. He died. I told someone one time, I said, I will never allow a pastor I'm raising marry a wrong woman. It's my responsibility. I will never. They said, no, pastor, but he has the liberty. I said, listen to me carefully and listen very good. No matter how anointed he is, if he marries a wrong woman, he will end up in the wrong place of life. No matter how anointed he is. That's why I jealously watch. I don't choose wife, but if the wife is not the one that can serve God, I will tell you, brother, come to my office. This one cannot serve God with you. I And I said, Pastor, do you just judge people? I don't judge. If you observe me and pastor's wife, I love them very well. I take care of them very well. I watch them carefully, but I also note for the ones that don't want to grow. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You marry the pastor, you are in charge now. So I'll have to respect you and watch you carefully because you are the final say. I have to give you the respect that you deserve. Is it not true? Like I know Chayana is in charge. If Pastor Eman married a wrong woman now, I will not be okay in this church. I'm not saying he's a wrong man. No. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But no matter how his intentions are pure, the day Satan, it will not happen. If Achaya was not the right person, you just blow breeze in his ear. Sins will not even know where this man is again. Sins. Adam, God told him, don't eat. Don't eat. Him and God said, don't eat. Yes, sir. Don't eat. Yes, sir. Don't eat. Oh, yes, sir. Tell your wife not to eat. Yes, sir. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, sir. God says you should not eat. Don't even go close to that tree. They hear me, ba? And I went, lion. Eve was there. Somebody said, be giving your woman time. Or you see, if you don't give her time, snake will talk to her. You know, some women are blaming Adam. That Adam was not available when she needed company. And that's why she chose snake now. See where we have ended up, all of us. If you like, when your husband is not available, choose snake. If you will not truly die, you will not truly die. Okay. Wow. Darling. No. I'm not eating that. God warned me. Darling. Kai. You are too hard on yourself. Come. Bite once. He refused. They now rub his head. Bite. He refused. They rub his chest. On him. Odogu. Bite. He refused. She now bite and say, I take from my mouth. That's how Adam ate it. I did not see the whole story. I'm just telling you what I think. It's from the mouth, Adam. Say, tick, tick, tick. Adam collected. Romance. Finish him. You see that? That's how it is. You know, as simple as getting plucked to your assignment is, some people will be, am I not a Christian if I go anywhere? You are serving God in a particular place. You misbehave. You want to now change church. See, if I change church, there's nothing still there. I'm serving God. Wherever I am, I'm serving God. It's not about you are serving God. The prodigal son would have chose to go and stay anywhere. But what happened? God still created a situation. He allowed a situation that made that young man to come back to where he left because he did something wrong there. You'll not truly die. Your eyes will just be opened. Pastor said we should not allow ladies to visit us. What if they are coming to teach me programming? What is there? Hello? Betty, where are you? Please, when can I come to your house? I want to start learning C sharp. I'm coming. Okay, please cook Indomie. I'm very hungry. Okay, no problem. They have cooked you Indomie. You are learning programming. So you see, you are now inviting people on the bed. The laptop is on the front. Because most that kind of house, there's no even kitchen. Is it not single? Do people have kitchen? I'm saying the truth now. Okay, really? Sorry, it's a mistake. Well, I don't want to explain everything for you people. Rubbish. They say don't visit. You say you have grace. Pastor taught us that the grace of God is mightily available for us. Don't visit. Tell somebody don't visit. Some of you that raise your hand, I'm not talking to you. Don't visit. Don't allow anybody come. If you are secretly walking in disobedience, you will end up in secret sin. And he that concealeth a sin is destroyed by the sin. See, let me tell you, people that they catch in the wrong things are better than those that they've not caught you. At least your salvation has come early. You see the ones that they've not caught, they think they are wise. Hey, they've not caught me, God. Those guys know sharp. I know how to play my card well. You think you are wise? They don't know. I have one boy like that. They say we should not have a boyfriend. We should wait for the right time. Me and Samson, we day, man. Samson a correct guy, oh, forget. After graduation, I'll go marry Samson. Wait till consign me. At least now Christian, maybe unbeliever. All men they cheat. Me, I choose my Samson, make it cheat on me, no problem. If they provide money for a house, no issue. No problem. Did they write your name on my forehead? Eh? That we are destined to be together forever. Think about when you came here. Did I know you before? Why do you think I would die if you do the wrong things? You think God will stop being God if you do the wrong things? It's for your sake. Say, we are shouting like we born you. Don't do that. Don't do that. Say, I will do it. It will pain Pastor Peter. Woo-hoo. It will pain him. See, Pastor Peter, the verse with us. The verse with us. I beg you. Who sent them? I beg my sister, I'm going to live our life, Jare. God gets the glory. Nobody owns my life, oh. Say, he shout for me the other day. As if Naim bombed me. Even my papa never talked to me like that, oh. May that boy take, you know, nice boy. May that boy take care, oh. I go change them for them for church. Eh? Now because of you, I don't talk to them. Now because I see the way they look me. Oh. Even though that boy knows he's my junior brother now. He and my junior brother are mates, they be. That's foolishness. So Peter would have said that to Jesus. Peter that could not run. They say Jesus has resurrected. Everybody have gone. When they're coming back, Peter was still going. He was running like this. John, all of them, they have gone. They are coming back. Peter, he has read, let me still see. Let me still see. No, we have seen it. I want to see. Yet the most respectful to Jesus was Peter. Go and read history. Maybe you will not see it later in scripture, but the most respectful. So that when Jesus say, do not sleep. You know, one of the reasons why grace will flow is not because of anything. No, it's because of honor. If I say, listen, don't sleep. Pray for 1 hour. Because of you honor me as your pastor. You try to want to pray. That's how you contact grace. I don't know that you caught what I'm trying to say. Not that the sleep is not coming. The sleep is coming, but you know, your pastor told you to pray. And because you honor God and honor your pastor, are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Say, let me try and pray. Somehow you now contact that grace for prayer. That's how you became a prayer warrior. But the other ones, no trace of honor. They say, don't sleep. I better go. But you know, be firewood. They have already prepared their mind. When he's 12, they said the prayer will start by 1. When he's 12, they are snoring. Oh, we are praying. Imagine we are doing back attack. Somebody, you don't think we'll be at the same level of life. It's not possible. And you know, you don't measure the success of life by this initial success yet. Say, I have a car, I have a wife, I have children. That's not the success of life. When the wind comes, can you stand? When the storm comes, can you stand? What gives you that capacity? Being rooted in the word. A wise man digs the ground and builds his house where? On the rock. Now everything seems to be okay. You are joking with the things of God. Oh, you are playing with fire. As long as you're on the earth, tough days must come. That's why the Bible says, dig your house and build it on the rock. It did not say so that in case. It says so that when the flood of life comes, it must come. It must come. He said, when it comes, it will beat it vehemently. See what Jesus was telling you. It will beat you vehemently. He said, but it will not matter because you will not move. You're on the rock. Have you ever seen rock scared of storm? Rock. Storm wants to come, rock. Say, I beg, go, now die with you. No. Rock is not even moved. Nothing happened. According to the rock, if you ask a rock, carry microphone to rock after a storm. After tsunami or anything, put it on the mouth. If rock can talk, rock, there was a big rock who said, when did it happen? Because it is rock. Immovable as a rock. They that trust in God shall be as what? Mount Zion that cannot be shaken. Are you seeing that now? Glory to God forevermore. Get plugged in Jesus. Tough days must come. And tough days prove your faith. Now you are eating everything you want, you are enjoying. When tough days come, that is when we know that you are a Christian. Not that everything is okay. A time will come that Satan will ask you, this is your Christianity, is it worth it? And he will never ask you when things are okay. It is when something bad seemed to have happened. Something. Just one bad thing happened. This is it worth it? What are you pursuing? What? What are you really pursuing? He now starts asking himself, not true. Which are they pursuing? Which are truly they pursuing? And he always, you see, how Satan will deal with you firstly, he will make sure you are not praying. When you are not praying, you are becoming vulnerable. Then secondly, you will not hit you. Bam! Instead of behaving like a Christian now, the proof, they are crying every time. The Bible says they are immovable as a rock. Mount Zion that cannot be shaken. Mount Zion is saying, oh God, why me? Why me? A situation is happening to Mount Zion. Mount Zion is crying. Mount Zion is not okay. You look at Mount Zion's face. Mount Zion. The Bible says you are immovable as a rock. Mount Zion, what is happening to you? Mount Zion is crying. Mount Zion is saying, hey, whoa, why me, God? Mount Zion cannot pray again. In the night, Mount Zion pray. You want to open your mouth, the devil feels it with ingratitude. I beg, I'm tired. I'm tired. I've been praying for years. Right. That's why you choose some funny song. Even if you kill me, choose to delay me, I will never let go. Mount Zion. Immovable as a rock. It happens, you front your face.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.